Hi, I'm Amit Marwaha, Director of Investor Relations and Finance at Telarian. Today, I'm here with Tarek Sukhi, Head of our Trading and Marketing Organization. Tarek, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, thanks, Amit. How are
Good
you?
deal. Over the last several months, we've met with various institutional investors across North America and Europe, and you've had your fair share of customers you've met with. We get a lot of questions from the investor community in terms of trying to get a flavor for how Asian and European off-takers are thinking about our solution that we're providing here at Telarian, an integrated product. Can you talk about how the various parts of the world and off-takers are thinking about the solution we're providing? How do they weigh the benefits, the pros and the cons of our offering?
So I think every different group looks at it a bit differently. I think a European utility, let me start by saying I think everybody thinks it's extremely innovative and really thinks that there's genius behind the structure of the project. Some of the ones that most want to do it can't afford to do it because it requires a fairly sizable equity check. And others very much like it, and we're going down the path with them pretty aggressively. But European utilities, for instance, would benefit tremendously for something like this. But when you're a $10 billion market cap company, to try to put up $1.5 billion or $3 billion if you need 2 million tons is a big ask. And especially as they're trying to fix their balance sheets, it was going to be an untenable scenario from the beginning. Then you go to places like China where they have deep pockets and a huge amount of demand coming for LNG. That makes more sense, barring the geopolitical issues that you have to, wade through given the current, China-U.S. trade relations.
And are there two or three things that I guess a lot of investors, particularly in North America, don't go across the pond? They don't have a full appreciation for how off-takers in other parts of the world think about things. Are there two or three unique characteristics or things you find that specific off-takers are focused on in your discussions more than others when they weigh the solution?
I think at the end of the day, everybody wants the cheapest LNG they can get. But definitely, they don't want to be paying more than the market is paying, right? Most off-takers don't mind paying additional amounts of money for LNG if everybody else is. Having said that, if you know you need 20 years of offtake and you don't want to absorb the volatility, particularly if you have limitations on being able to pass through some of those costs in your home market or your downstream market, our model makes a lot of sense to those people. And when you look at having a cost model and certainty on what that cost is going to be, I think there are tremendous benefits for them, and they're not stuck with an index that they don't particularly understand or have to spend a lot of money having to hedge.
Got it. So it sounds like flexibility and a product that they know that they can get on time, on budget are the key factors. But at the end of the day, they're looking for something that's there's a consistent pricing mechanism they're comfortable getting and a management team that can deliver. That sounds about fair.
That's definitely the case.
Excellent. I guess in the discussions you have, at least we hear a lot in terms of management track record. There have been a lot of projects that have been delayed, cost overruns. I guess in your discussions, how do you think the management teams think about our experience, the track record here, and weighing the overall cost of the project, cost of capital, when they're looking at projects? You've got a large second wave of projects in the U.S. coming, some with a heavy bench strength, others with pretty light. How do you think they think about this?
So right off the bat, they give us a lot of credibility on the people that are here and the execution we've had in the past. It's been one of our biggest selling points is we've delivered on time and on budget in the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. People know our reputation there. And particularly when you look at Louisiana, they actually invite the project for that reason. There are some issues, and this is all in the public domain. If you go down to Brownsville, there are a tremendous amount of intervention on all the projects in Brownsville. Because there's no, community precedent there. There's no, you've, you know, none of them have ever built a project down there before. And I think for us, that's been a great plus. Additionally, when customers look at our track record and try to understand who we are as a company, and then they come and do their diligence by coming to the office and seeing who the people are and what teams we have here. They understand that we've got a massive bench and we're in a number of, you know, a number of business lines, not just on building LNG. And so I think when they come here and they see who we've got and how credible we are on all the subjects that we cover, it definitely sets us apart from our competitors.
And how do they think about it, or I guess the relationship we have with Bechtel here, and you've seen other projects around the world, how do they weigh that? It seems like the EPC, I mean, you're getting married to someone for the next several years. How do you think they weigh that, or do you think that necessarily investors don't fully appreciate that, and given your experience developing other projects that you've worked on around the world?
So as it relates to the relationship with Bechtel, there are a couple of nuances there. One, I can't say enough about how great it is to work with Bechtel, and I can't say how important it is to have a lump sum turnkey contract signed with Bechtel. And when they say they're going to deliver at $550 a ton for the entire project, you can take that to the bank literally. Like, you can go to the bank and show them that you have this, and they will finance against that. The downside of that is we have a lump sum turnkey contract with Bechtel that's signed. So right. Any sort of pie in the sky dream scenario that, you know, we have to compete against on a regular basis has gone out the window. We are dealing in reality.
Right.
And a lot of times investors don't necessarily want to deal in reality. They want to deal in, you know, whatever, you know, sizzle scenario they
sure.
can get their hands on.
Last year we successfully put on some short-term charters. We just wanted to get your outlook and how things are shaping up going to second half of the year and winter season 2018-2019.
So we took a ship last year to get ourselves into the market. That was a primary function of doing that. We're building a portfolio of 8 to 10 million tons, maybe more, and we didn't want to show up on the last day just to, you know, say, here we are, we're going to start trading. We really needed to get that expertise, get us in the market, get deal flow, and we've got that now. I think last year we saw a very big spread between the summer and the winter. Particularly with demand in China picking up. And I think now people are looking at that and saying, we have to be prepared for the next winter, and I think people are getting ready for that. Couple that with the delay in projects that we've had around the world, people thought more projects would be online, and they're not. And so this massive glut that was supposed to appear in 2018, 2019, hasn't materialized. People are pushing their forecasts out. But to 2020, 2021, I still don't think it's going to materialize, even once the projects come online. And so what that leaves us with is now we're looking at the second half of 2018. People need to make more moves to be able to secure that position. For our part in it, we are now in the market. We're getting that deal flow. And so we are going to continue to build up our trading book.
Excellent. That's really helpful for our audience. Just last question to tie things up here. You've mentioned there's increasing liquidity hitting the gas market. It's looking more and more like the oil market over time. How do you think customers are balancing the reality of increasing liquidity with taking equity in a project? You've talked about this model in some shape or form has been developed globally in terms of off-takers taking equity in the project. Mm. How do you think they're balancing that equation where they want the flexibility, but they also want that mark-to-market access of having direct equity in a project? Mm.
So the direct equity in a project, I mean, particularly in Australia, you saw it all over the place, right? Usually that equity model is you put in a percentage of equity, everything's still project financed at the project level, and then it's charged back through your 20-year contract in some sort of tolling fee, where the equity gets a return and the debt gets paid off and the OPEX is covered, et cetera.
Right.
You know, we've gone away from that and really married the project return, the equity return with the LNG offtake, and you cut out all the rest of it. No real need for project debt as we sit today.
Sure.
That could change. There's an increasing need for seasonality in the market, and that will only be served with a liquid market.
Right.
And the likes of Total, the majors, Total, Shell, BP, are taking up the difference there, but they're going to charge for it. We're hoping that some people will come into our model you know, so that they can be the beneficiaries of that, you know, that, that cost model and bringing, you know, LNG at cost to the market. If it's their own market, that's great. If it's to be traded and optimized around the world, that's also great. But I think it's still a mix. And up until now, people have been very comfortable to be in the spot market. But I don't think that's going to last.
Good deal. I really appreciate the time. I think this color is really helpful to our audience. I'm sure we'll have you back here soon. Anyone else has any questions, please pass them along, and we'll be sure to get our management team back online. Thank you.